change, except we'd have more room in our prisons, and we could probably do a little more good as a nation, though I'm not here to advise a nation. I guess it's just something that I think on, because I used to be a drug user. I used to be a drunkard, and I just don't see any point in it being a criminal issue. I mean, you should probably fine them or something. Yeah, but then you end up with crimes to pay the fines, and I don't know. See, sin is like, you can pass all the laws you want. Sin is going to beat out the law. It's stronger because of lust. The law of God is weak because of lust. Man wants the things the law forbids. See, the law is weak because it can't make you righteous. Christ can make you righteous, but the law can't do it. Because just by command, and neither can the words fornication and uncleanness, let it not be once named among you. That's a law, and it can't make it happen. Only Christ can make that happen. It's almost a prayer the way he says it. Let it not be named among you. Lord, let it not be named. As become as saints. I'm not saying he's making it as a prayer. He's telling you. Now how do you make it not be named among you? Well, be circumspect. Pray. You know, nothing ever was. You know, if we don't pray, we will not obtain anything from God. You know what? The truth is, though, it's because he has ordained it that we should pray. But he does come to us before we pray to him. As far as, you know, it's not he's like waiting. Well, I want them to pray first. I mean, in the course of your life. First, God comes to you. And he instructs us on what you ought to do. And even being prayerful. I don't want that to become a commandment either. You've got to pray. You've got to pray. In fact, you've got to pray at least 15 minutes in the morning. 15 minutes after lunch. I mean, because there's religions that have that. It's a law. You got to pray 3 times a day. You know, turn towards Washington and pray. But rather, by the Spirit, see, by faith, we pray because our thoughts are ever towards him. Because we're becoming more like Jesus, who was in prayer all the time. This is a figure of speech, meaning, you know, just his prayer was so, like, from moment to moment, from minute to minute, he was so often in prayer. He's pretty much always in prayer. Doesn't literally mean it's like every second of my life I pray. But to pray always is like to, as I say, well, I always lock my car. Doesn't mean I'm out there every second of the day locking the, you know, I like lock, unlock, lock, unlock, lock, unlock. But it means my car is always locked. And always pray means I'm always prayed up, you know. That's the ideal. And you obtain that by faith through the Spirit. So speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Again, okay, everyone, I need you to speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart to the Lord, thou shalt do it. Again, I'd like to explain just quickly how this works. Because it's like, otherwise you think it's a law. But how does it happen? Because it is a law. But you can't do it by a law. Because God, see, God, I do this a lot. Because the Spirit of God comes on me and I feel, and I just start singing. I'll start humming a song. You know, I just start singing. I'm a singful kind of guy. Maybe you hum, hymn. Or you've got a song, you know, whatever. But, or maybe you're just making a melody in your heart. You know what I mean? But you got a song as you go throughout your day. That comes from him. Now it cannot be obtained, because if you do it that way, then you're forcing it, and it's not really. You know, it's like, okay, I gotta put a little string around my finger. Oh yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, my money, girls, drugs, Boost, 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 boost. Oh, the ring around my finger. Glory, 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 glory. What's for dinner? 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 What am I gonna eat? Ooh. What's on TV? What's on TV? Oh wait. Glory, 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 glory. What's? Hey, that new things. You know. And then what I'm saying is, ultimately, when it comes out, it comes out for real. It comes from the heart. And not according to a command. But the purpose of commands, and this is what I was getting at before, I wanted to just briefly touch on it, is that a commandment, once the righteousness of God is in you, this will testify of the righteousness which God has implanted. Because it says, well, you know, John, he always speaks to himself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He always is making melody in his heart to the Lord. See, this is a testimony of the righteousness which is in him. He's always giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to all things. Lord, thank you for sending my enemies against me to persecute me, that I could be more like Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving me financial trouble so that I could learn to be patient, so I could learn to do without, so that I might suffer in the flesh somewhat, that I would receive glory and eternal life. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. To submit hupotasso, subordinate. Or in a sense, to obey. You know, it depends on, you know, but it means to subordinate, submit in the fear of God. Submitting yourself one to another's at appropriate, you know, in the appropriate manner. There's a sense in which, you know, because it's like, you think about it, it's about to say, wives, submit to your husbands, etc., you know. Children are supposed to obey their parents, right? And, but still, there's a sense in which sometimes you submit yourself to people who are technically under you. And the way you do that is in subordinating your needs to theirs. You know what I mean? By making yourself less important and them more important. So even a husband can submit himself to his wife by